Video. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses or the prophets, neither would they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, in this morning's Gospel, we have to really understand the background and why Jesus told this parable. During the time of Jesus, the Pharisees had this impression and the belief that if you are rich, it is as a result of your worthiness. If you are poor, it's as a result of your sins that you committed. So for them, being rich is a reward of the good things you do. That was what was invoked during the time of Jesus. And that made people to do all sorts of things in order to be rich. Because since to be rich is a reward of the good things you do. That is their belief. But Jesus came and led them to understand that their thinking is not right. He made them to understand that there are people who are poor not because of their sins, That was why he gave this parable. So Jesus was not against being rich. Rather, the emphasis is, if we are blessed, we have to look around us to see if there are people who are in need of our help, and we have mercy and compassion with them. That is the message. Mercy and compassion. Thinking about others. Helping those in need with the blessings that God has given to us. Because when we are blessed, all those blessings that God has given to us, we are just custodians. We can as well lose them in the twinkle of an eye. So when we begin to see our blessings as because of our righteousness, that is dangerous. The reason why God blesses us is for us to use what He has given to us to help others. In other words, we are mere custodians. And today's gospel reminds me of the giving bank we have here. I want to thank you so much for your donations each time. All the donations you make in the giving bank, it is a way to share your blessings with others. Rest assured that whatever donation you make, whatever help you make for those in need, you will always gain the reward. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are still in this Lenten journey, let us think of whom we can help, whom we can put a smile on his or her face. Let us learn to be compassionate. Let us learn to be merciful. May the blessings that God has given to us be a part of our blessings to other people. And through His grace, we will all get there. If we are not doing the right, this is the time for us to pray for the grace of God, to be able to love as Jesus loved, to be able to help those in need as God does. Amen.